You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. Welcome to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I am your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, along with Malcolm Lee and Comrade Tom.
Ribbit, ribbit. We're making animal noises. I figured I would just fit right in with some ribbons.
Animal noise. That was the noise from Sesame Street. You remember those characters?
Yep.
Do they do ribbit?
They say yep. I like how we've just fallen off the wheels fall off the wagon right after I introduce you all. That's great.
We are
doing old school COVID style radio show tonight because we are all at where?
Home.
Our respectable houses.
No,
we're on the
Thursday. Thursday, March 26th. Where are we all?
Going to the Avenues for Youth.
I wasn't invited.
Okay.
I mean, that was
so somebody's going to trivia.
Okay. Well, you are invited on the Facebooks. You're invited on the Facebook. It's whatever.
I literally just try
to lead people to water. I cannot make them drink. That's fine.
Look, what are we
unless
doing?
It's some vodka anyway. Let's see.
I mean, remember the potato shooters last year? Those are delicious. The potato salad bar.
Mm-hmm. I do remember the that potato salad bar when you put it in a martini glass with the toppings and everything.
You are invited, Malcolm Lee.
Oh, I do
you are
see
invited
this. It
on
says
Facebook.
Building mm-hmm. on dreams.
Yes. Anywho. So, as I said, mm-hmm. we are at Building on Dreams, which is a wonderful benefit for Avenues for Youth, which is the shelter that helps youth ages, I believe it's 16 to 24, who are experiencing homelessness in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the metro. And yeah, we have a lot of good programming.
Why do we care about this one?
Because LGBT youth experience the higher rates of homelessness nationwide and in Minnesota. And Avenues for Youth has very queer inclusive programming and facilities and staff. So they're making sure that our youth are taken care of. So I'm on the board. I've been on the board for about 2 years now. Oh my, yes, 2 years. And I am grateful to have been brought in, and that's where we are now. So yeah,
and there's some big news about Avenues for Youth that I found out at the youth summit. Do you want to share, Alfred?
Please do. Yes.
Well, the facility, you guys got to build it. You guys are set.
It's great.
It's wonderful.
We're building a new facility in North Minneapolis, just around the corner from the current one. And so that was a capital campaign that was done really well by our executive director, Catherine Mears, and our board. And so we are just under $200,000 away from having the whole thing paid for. So
that is so great. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Jung and I, we were at the youth summit for Outfront, Minnesota, and Avenues for Youth did have a table there, and they had a little display that it was on set and done, and we were like, what? This is awesome! Oh my goodness! So,
is it a gay specific area or just a general area for Avenues?
How do you mean?
Is it a gay specific area, like only for queers, or is it just...
It is for any youth experiencing homelessness, but given that queer youth experience homelessness at a higher rate, there is a higher likelihood of queer youth being housed.
That's true. We can't make people prove themselves anymore.
Well, and it's also discriminatory. So
yeah, very much.
We do get federal funding. So
there are sides and teams to be on.
I hear you, and I'm on your side, and I'm on your team. And in order to pay for this shelter, which benefits queer youth, we do have to include all youth. So,
yes.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I will say that the services are much needed in our community. So,
yes, Avenues for Youth is a great organization because they incorporated queer people from the beginning.
Can you imagine?
But no, mm-hmm. Congrats to that.
Yeah.
So what's going on in our lives? I guess I'll start. Continue doing my murder mystery improv. It's going strong.
That is Let me talk about me. Show
last weekend because I put, it's always first. So that's why, and people come to me first. So we're starting with first. So, and so improv is going strong. I did pass my admin class. And
hooray!
Very excited Congrats. About that. Thank y'all. And then I ran a staff meeting at my school and it went really well. And actually people thought it wasn't a complete waste of time. So that is very exciting in the education world. People who are listening in the education world, you know damn sure what I'm talking about. And then yes, my man is driving me crazy. Eric is driving me crazy, but I still love him.
So this meeting, what was this meeting even about? Like just a regular staff meeting, or you had to like achieve a certain outcome?
We had to get input from the stakeholders, which do include teachers, in regards to a strategic plan that St. Paul Public Schools is trying to implement for 2026 through 2033. Mm. So we focused on, what did we focus on?
Thoughts were had, words were shared.
Yeah, thoughts were had, notes were shared, and all this good stuff, and it was great. And basically, almost everyone did get input, which was kind of awesome, because usually there's people there just sitting saying absolutely nothing, so it was nice. And then I would like to give a shout-out to my mom, who turned 75.
Happy 75. Birthday, Mother Lee. Happy
birthday, Mother Lee. And, oh, yeah, Tom had a birthday, too.
It's fine. It's just 39
almost
years.
Almost 75. Almost 75.
Almost 75. But, no, happy birthday, Tom, as well. His passed as well. Aww. 1 year before 40. What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, aside from not feeling well tonight, I'm mostly fine. We celebrated St. Patrick's Swayze Day as my birthday. Malcolm and Eric did not. It's fine. No, we were supposed to have it during a blizzard and we canceled it. So rescheduled. Although it's really hard to be motivated for a birthday party that's after your birthday. I've learned this.
Welcome to having a birthday during Pride. Hello.
Right.
A friend of mine does his birthday during Pride. He always rents out this one bar place and does food and everything every year. So
we did one game. I made a game where you had to pick, you had to find all the Patrick Swayzes in a sea of Kurt Russell. And it was a hoot.
Mm-hmm. I saw that beforehand and I was like, wow. I couldn't tell one or the other. I had to really look closely. I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. You know, did anybody get a perfect?
I think plenty of people found them all.
All right, good.
The game was you had to find all four in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And Tom made this game, mind you. I think Tom is burying the lead. Tom made this game. By the way,
right.
Well, it was a mobile.
I did a lot of fun prompting, and I've learned using my work skills for fun. Because I did like a, you know, I'm not gonna sell the game or like anything like that would be copyright stuff. I asked Google, was like, search for these. Then I asked Anti-Gravity, be like, okay, find 150 images from the search. And it went through and did it. And then categorized them all, stock them, shape them in the way that I needed for the game, and bam. What, 1 a.m. Friday morning, Saturday morning, I was done. Ready for the party. So, anyway. Then the other thing was we had to paint. I made everyone paint. And it was misrepresentations of St. Patrick Swayze scenes only. So, AKA, you could do whatever you wanted, which I did nothing even remotely related to a Swayze movie scene. But some of y'all were pretty great. Like Brendan.
Rosebud.
That was Michael.
That was Michael. Okay.
All right. It was really well done. I was impressed.
I was kind of impressed too. I was just like, whoa.
He also did the penis lift.
He did two. Wow.
Yes. Yes. I just mixed a bunch of colors and then on the second hour, then I wrote some words. Can I stay a princess? Because queens are old. I'm from
Tu Wong Fu.
Wong Fu.
Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
I know.
Which we watched.
We did. A youngin was in attendance and they're like, oh my god, never seen.
By youngin we mean like 28.
True. Mm-hmm. True. They're living on their own. Let's put it that way.
We are not grooming youth, so you know.
No.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I still have a job and I'm still in school. Yay. Alfred.
Hooray.
Alfred. Well done. What is something big happened with you that took me by surprise. What want to share with everyone?
What? I got a dog. I got a second dog. Her name is Lulu. She's great. She's a baby girl. She's a very brave baby girl. She's being rehomed from a friend's mother. And so I was just, I just got her today. So we have been adjusting. We've already had a nap together, which is wonderful. And she's just a delight. She's a wonderful dog. I almost said human being. She's a wonderful human being named Lulu. She has four legs.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
She is 6 years old and she is a lab mix. Six. She is actually a lab mix. My other dog, Ada, is 5 years old, I think. And we thought was a lab mix, but as it turns out, is a mountain cur. So Tom was gracious enough to donate the use of his backyard so that they could be introduced properly and make sure that they weren't going to kill each other. Success.
You called me. Did you mean to call me earlier?
Probably not.
Okay. Wow. I was very confused. You called me on Facebook. And I think it was with other people too. It was like I was...
That was Brenda. That was Brenda. Brenda did a Instagram call. Was not I.
Was you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what else is there?
Yeah. What's this other?
Oh yeah, yeah. I might be looking for a new another place to live, Malcolm. Should I come live out in your neck of the woods, Malcolm? Should I live in your building now?
Let me ponder that thought. No, because
you don't want me as a neighbor.
No, wow. It's not the fact that I don't want you as a neighbor. It's the fact that we might be moving ourselves.
Oh dear. Okay.
That's why, we are really considering moving once our lease is up in the summer, because we're kind of not happy with management and maintenance and just the feel and whatnot, and finding out that there are other nicer places that are cheaper.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you were singing the praises of your property manager.
So, oh no, they're great. They're awesome. They're wonderful. Hey, anyway, but no, that's really the reason why, because we don't even know if we're staying. So I mean, but if you want to, I mean, so that we can get that referral credit. Hey.
Is this the time we start the commune? Is this what we need to do?
Although there is a move-in special. I mean, I don't know if that'll add any incentives, but there's like a $500 move-in special. So
no, I don't want to live in Duluth. The commute will kill me.
It's not Duluth. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yourselves.
You might as well live in.
But what about your landlord?
Selling the building. Yeah, my landlord is selling the building and has had two inspections already. So I was like, oh, okay. So as I told Tom, I have a year-long lease that ends in October, but as my people understand from signing pieces of paper with your people, Tom, a piece of paper doesn't mean anything. So who is to say? Who is to say if I actually have a lease or not? It depends on who the buyer is. It depends on who the buyer is. If they wanna honor the lease, great. If they don't, then okay. Well, so yeah. Well, so I put.
They have to honor the lease. It's a binding contract, don't they?
With my old landlord, yeah. Look, nothing about any of the political or the legal machinations of this country ever surprises me. So I'm just like, okay, well, I understand. As I said, my people understand signing pieces of paper with white people doesn't mean squat.
Goodbye forever.
Right, exactly.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That really sucks. So
I mean, it's mostly. So I was like, well, I would be open to home ownership, except for I have bad credit. I mean, I shouldn't say bad credit. I have low credit, but I have like above average income. So yeah, so I can pay my bills, but you know, for the most part, I really run my credit into the ground, covering my family emergencies. So I usually don't get to live in the places where you would expect someone with my job and my work to live. So It doesn't bother me, but it's just it closes a lot of doors. It closes a lot of doors. Like, this is a
your job is supporting black and brown people, and you live in a black and brown neighborhood.
Indeed. And
so you know,
the fact that I am forced to do so always gives me pause.
Because you're here so great in Northeast.
I mean, that I did great in Northeast. It's the fact that it is a very heavily white neighborhood, and they had their things about me. It wasn't a me problem; it was a them problem. Yeah. Anywho, for listeners at home, I lived in Ward 3 of Minneapolis, which is like one of the most conservative wards in Minneapolis, next to like the Southwest. And so it was always an interesting thing going to political conventions from my precinct and from my Senate district. So it was just very odd. It's very odd. Anyway, that's what's going on with me. And so I may be looking for a new place to rent, or might be buying a home entirely. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Wow.
Queerly Beloved, this is your friendly reminder that it is currently KFAI Spring Pledge Drive. Please remember that of all the things that make Minneapolis great, whether it's standing up to protect our neighbors from ICE kidnappings or welcoming trans community from other states, being home to the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show is an amazing thing, and it's made possible with your support. So please go on over to kfai.org/donate to show your appreciation today. Thanks. We'll be back right after these messages.
Bye forever.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee. And Comrade Tom.
Oh, I didn't realize you were into motorboating.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot you don't know about me yet, don't you? Anyway.
I mean, I'm sure you do put your face in some cheeks.
Okay. Put my face into some nice cheeks, you know?
Okay.
But anyway.
We're getting into the world of culture, pop culture.
The world of culture, pop culture, and the two big things I'm going to talk about. The Oscars. The Oscars passed. So congratulations to the following winners. One Battle After Another won 6 Academy Awards, including Best Director, Adapted Screenplay, Best Picture, and Supporting Actor for Sean Penn playing that horrible character. That character was a hot mess. Hot mess. Mm-hmm. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. But I guess with Sean Penn playing a hot mess character, it fits the bill. But
anyway. He's not ugly.
I mean, so. But I will say this. There is one person I do want to point out because they are part of our community, the 2S LGBTQIA plus community. And that is Mr. Andy Jurgensen. Congratulations for winning Best Editing for One Battle After Another. So congrats to him. But
Sean Penn's brother was in Tu Wong Fu. Right?
Yes. Chris Penn. Mm-hmm. He was, I don't know if it's a brother or cousin.
Sheriff Dollard.
He played the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Brother. It's his brother.
It's his brother, right? Yeah, he played the sheriff.
They look so different from each other. The apples fall very far from each other.
Well,
wow.
Anyway.
There's some body shaming going on.
No, there's none. It was a, you know, he loved this, you know.
It was a different time.
Different time, different, you know.
He's different, a different size.
It's a different size. Was very, you know, and Chris Penn was like, "Hey, how you doing? Uh-huh. I am here, and I will be, you know, doing a blah, 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 blah with Chris Penn." But anyway, it was also I found him to be cute. Mm-hmm. He's my type of man.
I should say so.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? You can still call me if you're alive. Okay, great year for horror. Sinners.
Hooray!
I was very excited about that, but I really thought that they were going to win Best Casting, but I digress. They did not. But
I've officially seen that 3 times now. Good. It's worth the watch.
Yeah.
Especially the ending.
So.
Where they shoot all the clan members.
I know. Shoot all the members. Shoot all the clan members, so. But yes, 4 awards. Let's see. It was Best Original Screenplay, Best Original Score, History in the Making, Best Cinematography. A woman, one that I forgot her name, Autumn something something, but congratulations, a woman of color too. Work it out. And the 4th award, I'm trying to figure out what that was, but those are the 3 that I remember, but I know they won 4. And I don't know what the 4th one was.
Autumn Durald Arkapaw was the...
That's her name, Arkapaw. Best... Yeah, I knew it was a hard name to pronounce at the end, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. Best cinematography.
First and woman of color.
Yeah, so pretty, pretty huge. Yes, every woman stood up at the Oscars, and every woman did stand up and cheered for her. So it was really cool. Very, very cool.
Michael B. Jordan wins something.
Oh, duh. Malcolm, what is wrong with you?
You literally cried when I texted the group chat.
I know. Isn't that horrible? The 6th man of color won Best Actor. Michael B. Jordan.
It's horrible that men of color win Oscars. Whoa.
6 okay, times Candace. Out of 98 years. But anyway. Yeah. 6. Can you name the other 5?
Denzel Washington.
That's one. Best Actor. What's another one? Tom.
I have no idea. I was going to say Wesley Snipes.
Okay, here we go.
Sidney Poitier.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You said Denzel Washington. Also Jamie Foxx. For Ray.
Will Smith. Will Smith. Will Smith, yes. Will
Smith won for the tennis movie with the Williams sisters.
That was the year of the slap, right?
Mm-hmm. That was the year of the slap, yes. Slap yeah. And mm-hmm. then Forrest Whitaker.
He played Idi Amin.
Yes, he sure did. And boy, did he scare the living beep out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was very scary.
It was really good. Very, very good. But yeah, six people. But then still with Best Actress, there's only one. Oh, no, two. Two women of color. So let's do better, Oscars. All right. Frankenstein, back to a great year for horror. Frankenstein won 3 awards.
Hooray.
All very deserving. But I will say this. We finally watched it, and Jacob Elordi, he was good. He was very good as the monster. He really was.
Was he good, like, or was he pretty?
Both.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. But seriously, when we watched, I was just like, okay, all right, dude. All right, I got you. But no, it was well done. It was a really well done movie. And then the big one, Best Supporting Actress. Oh my God. Amy Madigan.
Yay!
Gladys. What? Oh my God, that was so cool.
I love that her first thing when she accepted was she just started cackling.
She did. Well, it was kind of funny because, I mean,
she was very excited, but yes.
Right. She was extremely excited because it was like a 40-year gap. I don't know if you knew that. It was like a 40-year gap from her first nomination. So it's like, chow, you know, and then she wins. So, you know, you got to hand it to her. She, you know, better late than never, I guess you could say.
This is the only Oscar she's won?
Mm-hmm. That's the only Oscar she's won, correct. But she was nominated 40 years ago.
Because she's one of a kind.
Yes, 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 yes. So, but yes.
Can I have some water in a bowl, please? It's just kind of my thing. I won't really explain it, but it just, you know, can I just get some water in a bowl? She doesn't. No, she doesn't drink it. She gets the water
she can
put the spell on.
Right. The water is needed for the spell.
Oh, God. What's his name? Benedict Wong, right?
Oh, Yeah.
No. Anyway. Turns him into a
what? It wasn't. It was. Yeah, she just went crazy. But no, just thinking back to her performance, really, I mean, she deserved that Oscar. I mean, every time she was on the screen, she owned the movie. Let's be real. I mean, until she, you know, got. But every other time, it was pretty awesome. So yeah.
Downplaying the full-on death, the kids ripped her face apart.
Well. Yes, I am playing it down because I didn't want to point that out. But thank you, Tom, for pointing out.
Look, it came out like a year ago.
She looks good for having her face ripped off.
I know. It's pretty awesome, right?
Well done.
Pretty awesome. But
great
actor. K-pop Demon Hunters, 1-2 that I knew was going to win. Animated movie and original song for Golden. Make your ears bleed too much anymore. And then, congratulations to the other two LGBTQIA+ winners from the Oscars. Mr. Mark Sonnenblick, who for Golden was one of the writers for Best Original Song. And Natalie Musciata. There was a tie, actually, for Best Live Action Short Film. And this was one of the movies that was in the tie. It was called Two People Exchanging Saliva. I know. It's kind of hot.
It was not a spit roast.
Okay. You know, wow. All right. Wow. Moving on. The Queer Tees. Everybody know the Queer Tees. It's in the name. It's like queer. Hey, how you doing? Just some highlights of what? Just saying.
Queer
just
Tea.
Some highlight. The queer tease. You're such a queer tease. Okay. So you know, I was on this website and I popped it up of all the winners. Here we go. Thank you. Some highlights. Best Badass, Jonathan Bailey won. Mm. Drag Royalty, Bosco won. Future All-Star.
Really? Is Jonathan Bailey a badass? Really? Is Jonathan Bailey a badass?
Know. I really don't know.
I don't know that. Yeah, so the other nominees in the category include, the runner up is Dochi, Vivian Jenna Wilson, Renee Rapp, T.S. Madison, Ricky Martin, Bookers, Anya Nerve, Jeff Hiller, and Tramell Tillman. I think there are other.
Well, the question is, why didn't you vote?
I didn't know about it.
I was like, when are you supposed to vote? But Jonathan Bailey is the badass. Yeah, I would have given it to T.S. Madison. Or okay. Dochi.
The Anthem. Yeah.
Dochi.
I'm sorry. I do not like The Subway by Chappell Roan.
Oh, really? That song actually grew on me. It really did grow on me because I was like, wow, okay, girl. But I'm happy with the winner.
I mean, Abracadabra. If Lady Gaga didn't win, we'd all be like,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm surprised that the runner-up wasn't Golden, because Golden is a pretty, you know. Anyway.
Wow. So. I am middle-aged. I've heard of Demi Lovato. I've heard of Ben
Platt. Is that it?
I've heard of Ben Platt. I know God, Lady Gaga.
Diet Pepsi. I don't even know if I want to hear that song.
And Chappell Roan.
Well, Duran Bernard won a Grammy recently for, is it Urban R&B? I forgot what the category was, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know Ash Nico, Sticky Fingers. I don't know Slater.
God, Ash Nico is amazing.
Stop it.
Okay. Yeah, they
I love it.
I'm not a part. And of course, we know Hunter X for Golden. Okay. But congrats, Gaga. Let's go to Style Icon. I'm happy that VJ Floresca did not win, because they did not deserve to win Project Runway. And I digress. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Anthony Perowski. I don't know.
Sarah Paulson have style. But the she looks Sarah the same. Paulson. She's always like. Sarah Paulson looks the same.
No, she's had the same face, but like the clothes that she wears, Tom.
We're talking about the clothes. We're not talking about the face.
And the way that she styles her hair and the way that she wears her makeup.
She's hot.
You're not that kind of geek, Tom. It's okay.
I know. It's okay. Jeremy Pope Andrew is Christian, kind of as well, too.
He's brand went under. Andrew Christian underwear was all gone.
Ow!
Didn't it? I'm pretty
sure.
Get him
down when he's trying to be stylish. Wow. I guess you're not going to see The Devil Wears Prada 2. But anyway.
I did recently watch Devil Wears Prada, so I might as well.
Just recently? Watch. Okay, we're going to move on. Okay. Okay. I guess
I've watched it before. Story. I just watched it again recently, weirdo.
Okay, thank God. Okay. Guess what one TV drama? Just guess.
The Pit.
No, the Queerties? Heated Rivalry.
I'm going to watch episode 2.
But the runner-up was The Pit.
The Robbie.
Was The Pit.
Look, there's Santos and who's the other doctor that she's in? She's with?
Huckleberry.
No. She's dating. Oh. She's dating.
You mean the surgeon?
Yes,
the surgeon.
That's right.
They're you have to set her straight. It's just like, you know, put your girl panties or your big girl panties on about the other doctor, the addict.
Landon.
Garcia, Yolanda Garcia.
Yeah.
Yolanda Dr. Garcia Andrew. Is the one that she's in a situationship with.
Yes, but I mean, heated rivalry. Okay. TV comedy. Who won this one? Oh, Boots.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. I said the same thing. I mean, it is a dramedy, so I would think of it more.
Is this like the bear? Is this like the bear? Is that what this is?
It's not quote unquote comedy. But it's just like drama with a little, you know, dash of comedy. No, that's the bear.
A little haha.
Had a little bit more comedy. Oh yeah, that one scene in the bathroom though, that was kind of funny. Yeah, no, it's more comedy. But the runner-up, I'm happy about. And the fourth and final season is coming out. Hacks.
Or fifth. It is. Or the fifth.
Yeah, the April final season is coming out. April 9th, is it? So I look forward
to that.
Is it
Hacks?
Mm-hmm. TV performance. Congratulations to the hot hunky Francois Arnaud.
I understand he's in heated rivalry.
Yes, he is in heated rivalry as the one hockey player that asked his boyfriend to come onto the ice when he won the championship.
Oh, yeah, that's it. The only reason why I know that scene and I approve of it is that it uses
that song.
Yeah.
Right.
From the Wolf Parade.
By Wolf Parade, yeah.
Right. Wolf Parade, right.
It took me back to Reno. It took me back to listening to Capital Public Radio. Took me back to listening to hipster radio. The show is literally called Off Air by Nick Bruner. Shout out Nick Bruner. I don't know what you're doing, but it was
something productive.
It was a wonderful time to be a young queer hipster in Reno, you know?
Hitting over reality TV, The Traitors. But I will point out that there is a particular show that was not nominated. Can you see what was not nominated?
I don't know. RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, well, yeah. It's not reality.
Hello.
In your institution, do you really need any more awards? Besides, they're going for the Emmys. They're like prime time. They're this small.
Yeah, but they're not winning the Emmys anymore because guess who is? They're traitors. But anyway. So
all I'll say is that we pay. Who's
the black woman?
I'm just saying, somebody paid good money for me to see Anya Nerve here in Minneapolis on Pride weekend last year, and Anya Nerve dialed it in and gave like a solid D+ performance.
I'm so glad I didn't go.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
The Great British Bake Off was runner up, but a reality TV star, Ezra Sosa for Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And runner-up is New York.
We're just losing people now. What's next?
Oh, God, New York. But anyway, who battery low? Oh, I think that was my headset.
Oh, no, we're going to lose you.
Comedy movie, Twinless, and then drama movie, and then we'll move on. Drama movie was Wicked for Good. All right. Moving on is, sad to report, final thing in pop culture. If you haven't watched it, we talked about it before, but Starfleet Academy was renewed for a second season. But unfortunately, bad news is that it's going to be its final season.
Boo!
Yeah.
Lame.
All the Trekkies out there on the socials are like, see, this is what you get for shutting down good art.
True that.
How do you mean? How do you mean good art?
You don't think it's good art?
No, I mean, how do you mean? This is...
Yeah, this is for being woke.
This is what you
get. Not like the old.
I think... I might do a blog about this, but the thing about, I've said this before about New Trek, which the haters call NU Trek, is just like they feel very triggered by it because it's inclusive of LGBT people, it's inclusive of Black and Brown people, and it's also centers women. So like that's the biggest thing, because like I remember when Voyager came out, people were like, oh a woman, oh, and like the standard that her character is held to is so ridiculous, because like this is how deeply I roll in the nerd gossip circles on the internet. They're like, there's this big back and forth about how many people Janeway killed during her time as captain. And I'm like, uh-huh. And do you forget the planets that literally that ceased to exist or like exploded or whatever you want to, however many people any one of the other captains kill. Anyway, it's a whole subgenre of critique. The point is, the thing that I try to tell people is that this new Trek is teaching younger generations how not to be terrible to other people, just like the old Trek taught us how not to be terrible to other people. So it just feels different because we're not being centered as people assigned male at birth, and the white.
It's not white for you, old Trekkies. It's not for you.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Another case of a somewhat expensive show that does good things where they feel like, oh, it's not worth it. Good job, Paramount Plus. Anyway.
But, I mean, it kind of did lose me with the glitter.
Yeah.
The glitter did kind of throw me off.
Wow.
Oh my God.
This is too much.
Like, I get it, but like, it's a little in your face.
Right. Oh. Right.
The the gayness is a little too in your face.
The gay Kyonian.
Well, he's Polypan, so.
Polypana. Mm-hmm. Polypan everything. Come to me. But anyway.
So that was kind of cute.
But and that is pop culture.
Right. Da 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 da.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
Minnesota is always testing Minnesotans.
How much spring can you handle?
Between fake spring, surprise snow, and becoming the pothole center of the universe, there's a lot to deal with.
Thankfully, there's KFAI. KFAI's handcrafted radio helps you handle those Minnesota spring curveballs.
And the spring member drive is the perfect gesture to show Minnesota spring who's boss.
So go to KFAI.org and click donate to support non-commercial, community-powered spring fever reliever radio.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I am your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
Woo-hoo! Hey! How y'all doing? What up?
And Comrade Tom.
You know, I feel like I always have to, like, play along, but I'm no good at that tonight. So, let's get into some politics.
Tom, are you doing sad boy? Are you doing sad boy? Is that what you're doing?
I'm not doing anything. I just am sad.
Wow.
Why are you sad?
I'm not sad.
Sad that you're getting older, that you're close to 40?
Mm-hmm.
Look, that means I still have 1 year left to die.
Okay. Boy.
Okay. Well, see.
For listeners at home, that is a deep cut of Tom's family trauma. It's a deeper hidden meaning that you will not know about. So
you have to squeeze the lemon if you're going to get it out. So cutting is okay.
Okay.
Politics. Here we go. Wow.
Beating back Trump's federal decree on trans fuel.
Whoops. I was like half alive when I was typing this out. Okay. I I slept from like 6 or 7:30.
That's great. I don't need to know. We don't need to know what is the topic. We just want to know
what's the topic.
Well, right. Remember in December, he was all like, we're going to ban trans people. And then the state of Minnesota sued. And then we won.
We won.
We sued so that providers would continue providing services to trans people. And once it's, it's out there. But we're pretty certain the people who abandoned us because of this will resume providing trans health care in the metro or in the state. So I'm sure we could get into the specifics of what he actually said, but it doesn't matter. He's just like, I'm gonna ban trans people. That's really all we need to know. That's the highlight. And we fought them back again. Right.
Mm-hmm. Hooray. Hooray.
All right. Yay. Do-do-do-do. Thank you. DFL conventions. You guys had a wallop of conventions, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, we went to the precinct caucus, and that was quick and easy.
In February.
Like in February.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in and out in like, what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
That's
quick and easy, Malcolm. That for a DFL gathering, 3 hours is like, oof, we're just clipping through.
Look here, Malcolm, you didn't even show up for yours. So
whoa.
No, I did not. You are absolutely correct. I did not.
So don't come for us.
I was busy smiling.
So you know why do people get involved? Why should people be involved with caucuses and conventions? Because by the time it gets to the election, the decisions have already been made. Mm-hmm. And if you want a hand in who has even a shot at being your senator, your house rep, your governor, your president, you got to start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I'm happy that you guys are doing it for us. So thank you.
We don't live in your district, so it wasn't for you. That's great.
But you said president and everything else, so yeah, so that's cool. Thanks.
Well, not this time.
Oh, not this time, but maybe next time.
We went to.
How did it go, Alfred?
I mean, it was controlled chaos. It was not quite a poop show. We did have one, and I thought about it, and I was like in the shower, and I was like, you know, I really should have taken this person's side in retrospect, because this person in the Senate district came and wanted to make a motion. So for folks who might not know about DFL conventions, there are rules and there are agenda that are posted online before, and so it's your responsibility as an attendee or as someone who has an interest to review them, because they will not go through it with you because it's a business meeting. So you have to do your homework before. I know for some of us who have not been in school for a while, that's a very old concept. You have to do your homework before, review all the resolutions, look up all the rules and look at the agenda. This person didn't quite do all of that. They did half of it, and they wanted to introduce resolutions condemning the war in Iran. Half of the room was like, yeah, absolutely, we should do that. And then the other half of the room, which is the political class, who Tom and I are very interested observers in the political process. I would not describe us as political class because we don't have ambition.
We just want to watch the drama and make sure stupid people like Angie Craig and Amy Klobuchar are not endorsed. Mm-hmm.
And we want to cast our vote. We don't want to be like politics, there's this core of politicos who are not paid. No one gets paid for any of this, but they love to just like have the cachet, the worth.
Some people love to debate.
Right. And that's how they define their worth. And so like, we are not part of that class. Cause I'm like, nah, you're not paying me.
So if they were paying you, then you would debate the hell.
I might care. Yeah. I might care a little bit.
You might care.
I might care a little. Well, I care enough to like show up and to be like, hey, yeah, no, but yeah. So this person didn't follow the rule. Well, followed the rules, but up to the point where the rules were kind of like, had their way anyway. So basically they wanted to have these resolutions, but the time for amending the agenda had already passed. And so the rules said that we couldn't do that. And so they offered a compromise, which is politics. Politics is compromise. That's the other part of this process that folks who are new or who are purists might come in thinking that they're going to make one speech and change everybody's hearts and minds. Like, yeah, and most of the politics that achieves anything is done through compromise. So the compromise that they suggested was, okay, well, let's extend the voting time for all the resolutions to 10 o'clock that you can vote on online. And that was not satisfactory to this person. But then I was like, nah, we should have shaken things up. But anyway,
I mean,
so that was the process thing. The big news is that we endorsed Omar Fateh for Minnesota Senate. Hooray! And hooray. Aisha Gomez and Anam Mahmoud. Mahmoud, there we go. It's not Mahmoud, it is Mahmoud. Yes, Anam Mahmoud and Aisha Gomez for House. So hooray!
Okay, cool. That sounds awesome.
It was kind of fun. We're like, I told Alfred, like, isn't it nice that we don't even have to like choose between white people? We just get to pick a black person.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So the three candidates for endorsement for the Minnesota Senate were Omar Fateh, Brenda Short, and
Janelle Austin.
There we go. Yep, Janelle Austin. Mm-hmm. All black and Somali. So that was lovely.
That's great. You chose a man.
And then... That's who won.
It's okay to pick out Somali, but we're just going to go for the man.
I may or may not have voted for him. In fact, I did vote for Janelle Allen. That's right.
I'm kidding. It's okay. I'm just kidding.
I voted for her too.
You guys were like, it is so happy that it's that a person of color. I'm like, oh, it's a man. Okay, great.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I know.
I'm kidding. But I ain't kidding. Great. So, no, I really want to get into this next topic because I know that there's been a lot of people that have not been happy with Amy Klobuchar throwing her hat in for running for governor. But then I see this person named Kobe Lane. Explain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are a trans white person from the Metro who can speak eloquently. And I felt moved by their campaign for governor. But I'm pretty sure they're not going to hold any water out of the Metro. So, you know, they're like a, I mean, we're not, we're, we don't cast, I mean, this is the endorsement process, so we can cast protest votes. But when it comes to actual elections, if Amy Klobuchar are,
well, and I will say,
vote for her.
Yeah, and I will say, so that's where this gets endorsed at the state convention since it's a statewide office. So, what usually happens at the state convention is everyone and like, I have interest. So like the vibe is that Amy Klobuchar is going to be crowned the endorsed candidate, but Kobe Lane is mounting a challenge. And so like the official biography says Kobe Lane graduated from Walker Hackensack Akeley High School. Lane earned a bachelor's degree from Hamline University in 2020 and a graduate degree from the University of Minnesota Hubert H. Humphrey School of Public Affairs in 2022. Lane's career experience includes working in retail, so a working class candidate.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I will look this person up and just see. I mean, it's always good to have, you know, competition. Just
maybe
to see
we should have Kobe on the show.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can. We could try.
Perhaps in the main show.
We could have Dwayne mm-hmm. on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was
that could be cool.
But when poor all the you know everyone does their speeches at these things. So Kaylee Herr stood up for Angie Craig and she got booed.
It was rough. It was rough.
Kaylee Herr stood up for Angie Craig.
Yes. Yes. She. What? So, but
child, the drama.
Here's the thing. Angie Craig and Amy Klobuchar knew that they were not going to get a reception. So like Senate District 62 in Minnesota mm-hmm. is like all, the core of South Minneapolis. So like George Floyd oh, yeah. Square, the neighborhood where Alex Pretty and or not Alex Pretty, Renee Good were Renee shot. Good. Right. So like this is like Powderhorn, Central and like you know and like East Phillips and so like all of these neighbor like these south Minneapolis and so like they did not show up they did not show up to give a speech because yeah. they knew that they were going to get the reception that they got, which was people started chanting APAC Amy when nice. Kaylee Herr started speaking and the guy I think it was he was a former county commissioner, Peter Wiganius, I think. He came to speak
for Amy.
Yeah, he came to speak for Amy, and they just yelled. Oh, no, I don't think it was Peter Wiganius. It might have been somebody else. I can't remember. He was an older guy.
Okay. Yeah, I do know that some people didn't want
to. And there are four candidates running for auditor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that was interesting.
I mean,
shout out to our current state auditor, the Blauditor, Julie Blaha. She was made for this job, and I'm sad that she's retiring.
Oh well, yeah. Thank you, Auditor Queen
Blauditor, so, the Blauditor.
Blauditor Queen. Mm-hmm. And finally, wow, this is a very interesting topic here. It just says war.
I mean, we already talked about it, but, you know, it's happening.
Oh.
Basically, we have.
That's
but
what happened while since the last time we were on the radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this because, oh, my God, I go to Costco thinking, you know, I'm going to get, you know, affordable gas when I fill up my tank and whatnot. And, well, I fill up my tank, $59.
Wow. How big is your tank?
17.
Tiny car.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
17 gallons. 15. I was so pissed off.
Mine is only 20.
Like,
12.
I was like, the price of war. I was annoyed. So, yeah. I said it loud, too, while everybody else was at the tank. I just said, the price of war. Like,
we really do need, like, those I did that stickers with Donald Trump. That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. That would be awesome. Just be held accountable and everything that you said that you weren't going to do when you actually did do it. That's so
mm-hmm.
cute. I mean,
it's true.
He's a pathological liar, but everybody loves him and praise him. Oh, my God. Not everybody. Let me take that back. But still, just still have some people just love him and praise him. But, you know, ugh. It's just a scary time.
You've spent another wonderful hour with us here at Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest running weekly queer radio show. Just a reminder that if you're traveling, if you're flying, I should say, ICE is not at MSP as far as we know, but they are. They are at Newark. They're at. I'm trying to remember one of the airports in Texas, I think. So. Be mindful of where you're traveling, and stay safe. People recommend removing the biometrics on your phone and making it a passcode only in case they are screening for social media. So beware of that. Be safe.
Take care, everyone. Be safe and find ways to make you smile.
Indeed.
Hopefully we did that for you.
Stay tuned for Travel Ramo Fa Fa Fa.
Fa Fa Fa.
Goodbye forever.
Bye.